Do you love Jesus?
Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing one song, a cappella. I love you, Lord. You know that song, right?
Amen.
Sing it to Jesus. I love you, Lord, and especially we are baptizing our brothers and sisters. We're so glad for today. With all of our heart, we want to congratulate and we want to celebrate. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I want to share the meaning of baptism today. Perhaps, after I share this message, and among some of you, you say, "Hey, Pastor Paul, or Brother Paul." I rather you call me Brother Paul than Pastor Paul. "I want to be baptized today." That you come to the front and you confess that Jesus is your Lord and Savior, and we will baptize you today.
Ooh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
That's biblical. In the Bible, the people of God accept Jesus, they were baptized right there on the spot when they had water to baptize. So listen to the message and see if you want to be baptized too. If you had sprinkling before, you know the immersion is biblical, because water means death. Amen?
Amen.
Water means death. And you need to go under the water, under death, fully die. But if sprinkling, a part of death is just sprinkle on your head. You see? Do you get my point? You need to go underwater, right? Not just a sprinkling. Because it's a symbol, but it's a very important symbol. That we need to die with Christ. Once and for all.
Amen.
Completely. Amen?
Amen.
Are you dead? Are you dead with Christ?
Amen.
Are you?
Amen.
Yeah. That's the good news, that we have been crucified with Christ together long time ago. Amen. Okay, we're going to read three scriptures I'd like to share with you today, and then talk about the meaning of baptism. All right. Mark 16:16. Are you ready, church? Let's read in one voice, clear voice. All right, declare together. Begin.
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned.
Amen. Exodus 8:1. Begin. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Go to Pharaoh and say to him, 'This is what the Lord says: Let my people go, so that they may worship me.'" Amen. John 11:43. Begin. Then Jesus shouted, "Lazarus, come out!" Everybody say, "Lazarus, come out!"
Lazarus, come out!
Okay, if you know the person next to your brother's name, you call that brother's name, okay? Say, "Max, come out!" Or like this, you ready? If you don't know the name, ask the person, "Come out!
Come out!
Come out!
Come out! Come out!
Okay.
Come out!
Come out!
Come out!
Come out! Amen. But I... today, this afternoon, all of us, not excluding one person, I declare in Jesus' name, all of us, we will come up from cemetery.
Amen.
We will We will come out from any secret sins.
Amen.
Any addictions.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you agree?
Amen.
We need to come out from that tomb. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. Okay, I want to talk about the first man, Mark. Okay, go back. Mark 16:16. Read it one more time. This is very, very important scripture. All right, ready? Begin.
Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved.
But whoever does not believe will be
damned.
Amen. Now, this scripture says, whoever believes and baptized will be saved. Now, I don't want to turn the scriptures like this. Whoever believes and baptized, no, whoever believes and saved should be baptized. Maybe some of you would like to turn these words around, right? And say, whoever believes and saved and be saved, then should be baptized. Does that sound better? But the scripture says, whoever believes and baptized, you will be saved. How about that? Are you hearing the scripture?
Yeah.
Are you hearing the Bible?
Yeah.
Are you hearing the Bible?
Yeah. Amen.
Is your ears open today?
Amen.
Bible says, whoever believes and baptized will be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you believe in Jesus?
Amen.
Raise your hand if you believe in Jesus.
Amen.
You believe in Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Have you baptized? Raise your hand if you baptized.
Amen.
Have you been baptized?
No,
then you're saved. Bible says you're saved. But that word saved means it's not talking about eternal life. It's not talking about eternal life. To share from the story of the Israelites, this is all, it's not talking about literal geographical area, okay? It's all has a spiritual reference, spiritual application. So this Israelites, when they were under Pharaoh, in Egypt, spiritual meaning of Egypt is the world, and Pharaoh is Satan. Okay. Now, when they were in Egypt, God sent Moses to bring them out from Egypt, so they can serve me, so they can worship me. But the Pharaoh didn't want to let Israelites go. Remember the story? So God had to send Moses again and again. And then finally, the Pharaoh says, okay, you may go, but only the strong men go. Okay? The old men and the young children, they cannot go. Only the strong men go. So Pharaoh wanted to release the strong men, but other young and old, they want to keep them in Egypt. Why? So that the strong men will go and come back. You see, the Pharaoh wanted Israelites to worship God in Egypt. That's important. From Pharaoh's perspective, he wanted the people of God to believe their God, right? Jehovah God, okay, you can worship your God, whatever, you can believe in it, but you have to worship God in Egypt. You see, if they stayed in Egypt, what would happen to them? They would probably have to build the bricks for Pharaoh. Making bricks for the Pharaoh, for Pharaoh. Meaning, making bricks for Satan. For his to build his Satan's kingdom, Satan's city. Now the importance of baptism is that we need to come out from Egypt. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We need to come out from Egypt. Amen.
Amen.
We need to be terminated from the world. What is the meaning of baptism? That when we go under the water, that we are dead. We are dead with Christ. Okay? We have been crucified with Christ. When we go under the water, we are dead with Christ. When we are dead with Christ, we are dead with the world. We are dead with the styles, the culture, the taste, even the food in Egypt. Remember the Israelites, when they were living in a desert, they wanted to go back to Egypt, right? Why? They cannot forget their strong taste. Garlic, very strong taste, huh? Koreans love garlic. So, the Pharaoh wanted them to stay in Egypt. But today the scripture says, if you believe and baptize, you will be saved from the world. From Egypt. when Israelites, when they were baptized, meaning that the Red Sea, when they crossed the Red Sea, that's the meaning of water baptism. When they crossed the Red Sea, what happened? The Egyptians, right? The soldiers, they came after. The Pharaoh came after the Israelites. But then, when they crossed the Red Sea, they all, the soldiers of Egypt, right? Meaning the world. The world followed Israelites, but through the baptism, they all died. The world died in the Red Sea. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the moment you baptize, this is what's going to happen. The moment you baptize, the world who was following you will stop. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The world will stop following you.
Amen.
The world will stop following you.
Amen.
Satan will see you as you are taken by Jesus Christ. Amen. Satan will see you as you belong to Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Satan will see you that you are now one with God.
Amen.
Forever. Hallelujah.
Amen.
That is the power of baptism. Amen.
Amen.
That's why scripture says if you believe and baptize, you will be saved. You will be saved from the world.
Amen.
You will be saved from Satan. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 You see, God is God of, God is very gentle. He's a person of character. Although he wants something, he never force upon his children. So God is waiting until for you to make decision in your life and say, I am married to Jesus now. And I want to show and declare that to the world, to church, to God, and to before even the enemy, that I belong to Jesus. And through that action for you to declare that I belong to Jesus and I divorce the world is baptism. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How about that? Do you like it?
Amen.
But until you show that commitment, until you show that the action of your faith, action declaration of your faith, that you belong to Jesus and you no longer belong to the world, you see, the world will keep coming after you. The Egypt will keep coming after you. God knows everything. He reads your mind. He reads your heart. If you are struggling with some kind of secret sin in your life, some bad habit in your life, some worldly lifestyle, whatever that is, you want to let go of it, you want to overcome it, baptism will help you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because through baptism, you will be terminated. Amen. You will come to an end. And you begin a new life.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you want to live a new life?
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's like taking a picture. When you get married, you take a picture, don't you? Don't you? How many of you married? You married, right? You have a picture? Do you have a picture? Where's your picture?
Facebook.
Saskia, huh?
On my phone, on Facebook, on my computer.
Oh, it's everywhere. Your phone, my Facebook, everywhere. But after 10, 20 years, soon the pictures will, you know, will disappear. Here and there is disappear. Because she has that marriage wedding picture, we know she's married. Right? Amen.
Amen.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
Today, my brothers and sisters will receive baptism. And when they receive baptism, we will take picture. We will take picture. Amen?
Amen.
And you put the picture on your refrigerator. In your room, okay? And then you look at the picture and you remind yourself every day, oh, I am dead with Christ.
Amen.
Oh, I am under the water. There is no longer myself. Hallelujah. Christ lives in me. Amen.
Amen.
You remind yourself that you're dead with Christ. Amen.
Amen.
So that picture is quite important, huh? Do you have that picture?
Yeah.
Were you baptized before? Do you have that picture?
Yeah.
You should put it on the refrigerator where you can see it well. So, okay, let me quickly go through that. Now, the meaning of baptism. First, I want to talk about the position in the world. Okay? Your position, as soon as you're baptized, your position is you are in Adam, in sin, but you have moved to in Christ. Amen.
Yay.
Your position is in Christ and no longer in Adam. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We need to come out from Egypt. We need to come out from Babylon. We need to come out from Sodom and Gomorrah. Remember John 3:16? Whoever believes into his name That word into means you are coming out of something and you are going into somewhere. Today, all those who, brothers and sisters who are receiving baptism, they are declaring to the world, they are declaring before the church that they have come out totally, completely from the world and they have entered into Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. You know, during Noah's flood, only Noah's family, his three children and Noah's couple, so that's eight of them, right? Only eight of them came out from water. There was a flood, the water, and it destroyed the whole world. Only Noah's family came out of water. This is the power of the believers. Hallelujah.
Amen.
If you are the believers, you are the children of God, you will go into the water and get with Christ, but you will come out of water. Amen.
Amen.
You live a new life.
Amen.
New life is yours. Amen. Okay, look at Romans 6:3. Romans 6:3 now. Okay. Very good. Sarah, you're doing very well. This is her first time of doing PPT. She was kind of anxious whether she can do a good job or not, but she's doing a very good job.
Thank you.
Very good. You're doing well. You should continue to do it. All right. Where am I? Okay. Romans 6:3. Ready? Begin.
Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death?
Okay. Don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? You have to remember when you're baptized, you are baptized into his death. Amen. Okay, let me share with you the illustration. There was a big headline news. Mother was killed and she was pregnant with two twins. And there was a murderer who killed this mother. Now he killed only one person, but in her womb there were twin. So this man ended up killing three people. Killing only one woman, but inside there were twin. Likewise, all of us, we are in Christ. And when Jesus Christ was crucified on the cross, you and I, we were included.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And this is the spiritual meaning. When we baptize together, when we go under the water, together with Jesus Christ, we are terminated. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We are dead with Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
We were crucified together with Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago.
Amen.
Between Jesus and the cross, wooden cross, you and I, we were included. And this is the gospel.
Amen.
We never were there. We were never there on the cross, on the Mount of Golgotha. We were not there. But by faith, when you receive Jesus Christ, you are crucified with Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, you have to believe this truth. This is a wonderful gospel. This is one amazing gospel. Not only Jesus died, but I was there. You were there. We were there on the cross. Hallelujah!
Amen.
Do you believe it?
Amen.
Huh? Okay. Colossians 2:12. Ready? Begin. Having been buried with him in baptism and raised with him through your faith in the power of God who raised him from the dead. Amen. So here, the meaning of baptism is we're dead with Christ, and not only dead with Christ, we need to be buried. We need to be buried, and then there's a resurrection. We go under the water, actually that is the act of burying. Alright, now, when we receive Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior by faith, we are already crucified with Christ, but burying, I cannot bury myself. When you're dead, some other people have to bury you, right? Is that true?
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, let's say Jeremiah is not dead, and I'm trying to bury him. What's going to happen? Huh? What's going to happen? Stand up. All right? Okay, you're dead now. Dead. Close your eyes. Close your eyes, but you stand up. You're dead. Okay? Now, we can bury him now, right? Bury him, no problem. He's dead, he will not react. But you're not dead now. Alright? Let's bury him now. Let's try to bury him. Alright? Bury him. Put him inside the water.
I go.
Are you going to let us bury you?
Yes.
No, you're not dead. You're not dead.
You never bury me when I'm dead.
You see, we cannot bury him because he's alive. Do you get the point? Do you get the point? You can only receive baptism when you're dead with Christ.
Amen.
When you're dead with Christ, then we can bury you. So baptism is an act of barrier. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But brothers and sisters, when you are buried, when you're buried, then there's a good news. You will be resurrected.
Amen.
You will raise with Christ. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Only if you bury yourself, then it is time for resurrection. It is time for new life. Don't think that your life is ended with crucified with Christ. No, you have to go through the barrier. Even Jesus was buried, right? After he was crucified on the cross, he was buried. In 3 days, he rose again. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So we must have a time of barrier. Today is a time of bury. Today is a time to bury yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is not I, but Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Here's the great gospel that I am already dead, and I am already dead with Christ. Therefore, I bury myself. Amen. Let's read Galatians 2:20. Read it. Ready? Begin.
I have been crucified with Christ. I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. The life I live in the body, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
Amen. Okay, here's a question. Are you yourself now? Okay? Brothers, yourself. Are you dead with Christ, or you need to die? Yourself. Are you dead? According to the scripture, are you dead, already dead with Christ, or do you have to go through the death? No, ask the person next to you. Go ahead. Ask this question. Are you already dead, or you need to die? Hallelujah. So what is the answer? What is the answer? Just get.
Already dead.
Huh?
Already dead.
She's already dead. Let me test now. Let me pinch. Let me pinch.
Let me pinch.
And if she's already dead, she says she's already dead. You know I love you. All right. Here is the spiritual truth, brothers and sisters. Are you listening?
Amen.
Are you listening?
Amen.
Yeah, Hijaz, are you listening?
Yes.
Listen. Here is the spiritual truth. And I want you to acknowledge this. I want you to see this truth with your spiritual eyes. If you are in Christ, if you have accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you have accepted Jesus, this is what happened. You have been crucified, already dead in Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Do you understand this?
Amen.
Okay? You don't have to try to kill yourself or crucify yourself through fasting and through much prayer, through mountain prayer, through desert prayer, I don't know, through what kind of prayer, or more deeds, more work, you can never crucify yourself with your own works. That's called religion. But here's the gospel, Jesus Christ crucified himself together with you. Therefore, we are already dead in Christ. Amen. If you're dead with Christ, listen, if you're already dead with Christ, then it is time for you to bury yourself. So you ask the church, you ask your brothers and sisters to bury you. And that is a baptism. Hallelujah. Amen. So once you bury today, if you bury yourself, listen, somebody smack you, what's going to happen? Huh? Okay. Are you dead with Christ or not? Okay, so you're going to bury yourself, right? You're already buried with Christ too, right? Amen. So if I smack him.
Oh. Oh.
Not like that. Give me a harder one.
Harder one? Somebody comes along and backbites you. Backbites you. Say all negative things about you, or betray you. How would you react? You and I, we have no right to revenge.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why? You are already dead and buried with Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. That's why the Bible says, love your, even your enemies. And how is that possible? It's possible because in Christ you are dead and you are buried. Oh Lord Jesus. You have your problem? Do you have your problem? Your financial problem? Your health problem? Or relationship problem? What kind of? The visa problem? Oh Lord Jesus. Let everything fade away. You seek Jesus. You united with Jesus. Become one with Jesus. And Jesus will live in you and through you. Amen. Oh Lord Jesus. Okay, let me close my message with this. Okay? The purpose of Exodus, the purpose of coming out, the Israelites coming out from the Egypt is not the desert. They came out from Egypt because they ate Jesus, right? They put the blood wash away our sins, and eating the lamb, that's a salvation, eternal life, and then they had to come quickly out of Egypt, out of the world, and cross the Red Sea, that's a water baptism, right? That we're going to do today. And desert is a life of training for 40 years for Israelites to learn to believe and trust the Lord. Because they don't have to do anything. They just eat the manna from heaven. They don't have to work for it, but God just gives the manna. So it's a life of training to trust Jesus. And then they had to cross the Jordan River, which is commitment, which is consecration. And only few, right? Not Moses' generation, they were able to cross the Jordan River. Only Joshua's generation. So few who have crossed the Jordan River, which is consecration, they have entered into the land of Canaan, the land of promised land. And there, they enjoy milk and honey.
Amen.
They enjoy the presence of God. They were warriors and they fought with the enemies. They cast them out. And they enjoy not just heavenly manna, but they enjoy hidden manna.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I pray that ye will enter into the land of Canaan. Not just water baptism, terminate yourself with the world. That's not the end of it. Now you need to enter into your spirit. Enter into the Holy of Holies. And there you come in with Jesus secretly and intimately. Hallelujah.
Amen.
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 How many of you ready to be terminated with Jesus today? That I no longer live, but Christ lives in me. I want to divorce the world. I want to come out of the world. How many of you ready to do that? You still want to hold on to the world? Remember, Satan wants you to, he will allow you to believe Jesus, worship Jesus. But he said, okay, worship Jesus, believe Jesus in Egypt. In the world. It's time to come out and say goodbye to any hindrances and obstacles in your life of contacting our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Are you ready?
Amen.
Amen.
When you have this baptism, this will be the turning point in your life of saying goodbye to the world.
Amen.
Goodbye to the world. Amen. Everybody say goodbye to the world.
Goodbye to the world.
I belong to Jesus.
I belong to Jesus.
Okay? And you're going to tell your enemy, Satan, say, you have no right to hinder my life because I am in Christ.
I'm in Christ.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Next, I want to invite the candidate of the baptism. Would you please come?
Oh. 지금 옷을 갈아입어야 되는데.
갈아입어.
45.
Rachel, would you please come and you need to mark, please.